15, this is Houston. Jim, the people down here would appreciate it if you could give them something of a description of the operation of the PU valve during the LOI burn.
Roger, Carl. There was no operation of the PU valve at all until crossover, and then at crossover, it required a decrease. And then at about 5 minutes and a half into the burn, it started to increase, and I went to the increased position at that time. All the operation of the PUGs, manual operation, occurred after a crossover.
Okay, we copy.
And as I mentioned, about five and a half, I went to 5.5 minutes. I went to neutral, and then it looked like the unbalance was going to go. It was rapidly departing the zero region. And that was about the time we went through 6 minutes, and I put it into minimum at that time, into the decrease position.
Okay, Jim, that answered our next question. And 15, the people down here were very much turned on by your description of the swirls on the floor of Crisium. We trust you got some good photography of that, and if you didn't, they'd very much appreciate having some next time around.
Okay, we were discussing our photography, and we're going to try and stay as close to the pre-planned photos as we can and not overextend ourselves into what's already planned for the 6 days. But we will use our spare film judiciously for the kind of things you hear us talk about that you'd like pictures of.
Sounds very good.